We're outside the Harlequin pub, green tiles outside, hanging flower basket. And if you just raise your eyes a little bit, you'll see just behind it the top of the Sadler's Wells Theatre. Veronica, the story of Oliver Twist was always meant to be very theatrical, wasn't it? Just how extensive were Dickens's connections with the theatre?
Well, he'd fallen in love with popular melodrama when he was a very small boy and was actor, impresario, scriptwriter. So he knew all the popular plays in this relatively cheap, easy-to-make, exciting form. And he never stopped being addicted to theatre. In fact, one of the last things he did before he died was to put in a tender for a real, proper, full-scale theatre he was going to run. He acted all the parts of all the characters in the novels to a mirror as he was writing them, because if he got their expressions right, he knew what they were going to say.
Extraordinary. So it fed into his writing.
Absolutely. And also the structure, especially of his early novels, was very, very closely based on the popular plays, the melodramas, that were put on in the cheap non-West End theatres, like here at Sadler's Wells. And they really, really were rough. This is the way he described Sadler's Wells. He said it was entirely delivered over to as ruffianly an audience as London could shake together. It was a bear garden. Fights took place everywhere at every period of the performance. And these people had to be held by a very simple, very strong story with a cliffhanger at the end of every scene, with virtue triumphant after being menaced, with the most pathetic characters being suddenly elevated by found prosperity. Oliver Twist and Nicholas Nickleby are as close as you will get to watching a soap opera of the time.
On the page.
On the page.
Yeah. Brilliant. And he had a lot of friends in the theatre, didn't he, as well? And, and in fact, one of them is remembered inside the Harlequin.
That's Joe Grimaldi, who pretty well invented... Well, people say he invented being a clown, because clowns are Joey's after him. But it would be more accurate to say he invented a form of astounding stand-up comedy. Actually, his best routines sound like Frankie Howard. And Joe Grimaldi's career ended just as Dickens was beginning his big grown-up theatre-going, and indeed one of Dickens's first money-earning jobs about the time he was writing Oliver Twist, which was written on spec, was to edit and partially ghostwrite the late Grimaldi's